Dictation for Janet, J-A-N-E-T-T-E, McCann, M-C-C-A-N-N, October 12, 41. Address as a letter. To Dr. Amruth, A-M-R-U-T-H, Palla, P-A-L-L-A, 8396221. Dear Dr. Palla, you refer Mrs. McCann for chronic kidney disease. As you are very aware, your patient oncology for adenocarcinoma of the esophagus, status post chemo radiotherapy, and presently on immunotreatment. There has been progressive rising of creatinine, comes accompanied with daughter. She is presently on a wheelchair, has memory issues, appetite remains poor, and has lost around 15-20 pounds for the last 9 months. Presently no vomiting, minimal dysphagia, denies heartburn, no diarrhea, bleeding, has recurrent urinary tract infection, but not in the recent past, good urine volume without cloudiness or blood, blood pressure has been poorly controlled, diabetes exacerbated at the time of urinary tract infection, presently no edema, uses a walker, unstable, no recent falls, no anti-inflammatory agents, denies localized discomfort, there is a typical chest pain, not on activity, has chronic dyspnea, uses IPA machine for sleep apnea, no oxygen, denies pyrolemma arterial hemoptysis, there is minor nasal congestion, is going to see gynecology for large ovarian cysts with elevated tumor markers. Next paragraph, the past medical history, long-standing diabetes, at least 30 years. They are not aware of retinopathy, but does have neuropathy, no ulcers. They are not aware of the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism. There has been minor anemia in the past, but no blood transfusion. They are not aware of heart, stroke, abnormalities. She's been told about asthma, COPD from secondhand smoking exposure, husband, although she never smoked. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral lens implant, skin cancer, gallbladder appendix, partial hysterectomy, hernia repair, thyroid surgery. Prior hip fracture surgery and partial replacement. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications include lisinopril, increased from 5 to 10 milligrams about 6 months ago, Lipitor, Actos, Farxiga, insulin Lentas, Aricept for memory, thyroid replacement, albuterol, budesonide inhaler, prior nifedipine discontinued, as well as glimepiride, over-the-counter vitamins, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, on physical exam, alert, no gross respiratory distress, oriented to person, place, daughter at the bedside, weight 127, looks frail and muscle wasting, blood pressure 190 over 60 on the right, 170 over 60 on the left, bilateral lens implant, the oral opening is very small, barely can see the pharyngeal area. No gross neck masses prior thyroid surgery. No gross lymph nodes. No carotid bruit JBD. A medical port on the right sided. No localized Ralwieses or pleural effusion. Bilateral lungs. No pericardial wrap. No abdominal tenderness ascites masses. Decreased peripheral pulses. Popliteal dorsal pedis posterior tibialis. Minor edema. No cyanosis or ulcers. Also decreased pulses bilateral radial, although strong brachial. No gross rigidity or tremors. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. January, creatinine at 1.8 has been slowly progressive from a baseline around 1.5, 1.6. Sodium, potassium, normal, mild metabolic acidosis with high chloride, low albumin, corrected calcium, upper normal, elevated alkaline phosphatase transaminases. If this will be a steady state, represents a GFR 27 stage 4. Glucose in the 150s to 200s. Anemia 9.4, large red blood cells 100 with a low normal white blood cell and normal platelets. 3T4 was normal. TSH, however, elevated. Elevated CA-125 at 172 for a normal less than 38. Last urine analysis are from September. 4+ glucose in relation to Farxiga. 3+ protein, negative for blood. The protein has been documented back March of 2024. There was no urine samples before that until July 2021, which protein was negative. Next paragraph, a recent CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis without contrast. Severe coronary artery calcification. A stable thickening distal esophagus at the gastroesophageal junction. Emphysema of the lungs, a number of areas of atelectasis, consolidation, and ground glass opacities, a new left-sided pleural effusion reported as 3 centimeters comparing to a prior 1.5. Compression fracture, superior end plate T10, and compression fracture of T12 stable. Liver reported as normal. Liver reported as fine superficial nodularity. No obstruction of the kidneys. A cyst on the right kidney. No urinary retention. a large cyst on the right pelvis, probably ovarian in origin, calcification of the abdominal aorta, prior right hip replacement, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive advanced chronic kidney disease, presently stage 3-4, a person with background diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Has received chemotherapy with carboplatin exposure, presently receiving immunotherapy. No evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Anemia, which will be managed by your service, given the active treatment for esophageal cancer. We'll monitor electrolyte acid base. We will monitor nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH. We are sending a new sample of urine to see if there is a change on blood protein or cells to suggest any effect of glomerulonephritis induced by immunotherapy. We are going to check blood pressure at home before we adjust medications. Might need to go back to nifedipine. He has severe systolic hypertension of the elderly. Monitor abnormal liver function tests. Exposed to Farxiga. Without exacerbation of urinary tract infection. All issues were reviewed with the patient and her daughter in detail. She's going to call your office about this left-sided new pleural effusion, although clinically not symptomatic. Continue to follow end of dictation.